You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. We've checked all our thermal breaks and overworked our levels to make sure we're sitting up plumb straight for today's guest. Because if it's not right, he'll want to tear it all out and make it right. Mike Holmes from the popular HGTV hit Holmes on Holmes is touring the United States and taking a break from his hectic schedule to check in with us. So America, grab a fistful of number two Robbies and your favorite impact driver. We're all inside a U.S. Holmes inspection, and it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com. And welcome back to My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa.
And we're very excited to have a new radio station.
Very excited. This is going to be totally, totally cool.
It is totally cool, and we are welcoming you, KRSN 1490 AM in Los Alamos.
New Mexico.
Totally, and they broadcast in Santa Fe and all the areas in between, too.
Yeah, which are easy to pronounce for East Coasters like us, like the Patajito Plateau.
Oh, wow. That's
Los
pretty good.
Los Alamos, Española. And this one, I don't even know where to go. And I think it's Pojaque?
I don't know, dear.
Pojaque. And Santa Fe. Did we say Santa Fe?
We did say Santa Fe.
Santa Fe. Yeah. We have a friend in Santa Fe, by the way.
We do? Give a shout out?
Yeah, give a shout out to one Dave Crosby.
Oh, I like Dave Crosby.
Yeah, nice person.
And I'm excited today, too, because we're sharing an interview we did with Mike Holmes.
Holmes is awesome.
We talked with him while he was at his home before he left for his tour of the United States to promote his magazine.
Right. We talked to Holmes in home. Get it? See what I'm doing there?
Yeah, I
see. People think I'm funny.
Yeah, and I was very excited to find out a couple things off interview.
Off interview.
So you're not going to hear this in the interview that we're going to play later on this hour. But he told us that there's a poster of him inside the magazine. Holmes Magazine.
Yeah.
And people are actually stealing the poster from inside the magazine in Canada and calling and complaining that they're getting their magazine without the poster inside.
The guy's reached a level of celebrity that's totally based on authenticity.
Yes.
I mean, how enviable is that?
Yeah, it's totally cool. And, you know, he is going to be in tons of cities across the U.S. He's going to go to Nashville. He's going to Nashville, Atlanta, Charlotte. Well, he's in Charlotte today, actually.
Yes.
He is. In Richmond, New York, Pittsburgh, and Chicago.
That's a great run right there.
It is a great run. And he said that before he left, 50,000 people had already subscribed to meet him in New York City. And he'll be there on the 22nd and 23rd. Isn't that incredible? 50,000 people had subscribed.
In New York City.
I can't wait to find out how many people actually show up. Because they're saying that the first 100 people that show up to these events actually get to get an autograph and get to meet him.
Right.
So if you're the first 100 people, you get to meet him. And if you come later, if you're like, you know, 49,500 other people.
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
What's the over-under on brown overalls?
I don't know. I don't know. See, in the magazine, when, you know, he's on the cover of every magazine, mm-hmm. and he looks pretty handsome, and, you know, he's got nice clothes on in all of the cover model shots of him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
a little softer than his job site attire.
Yeah. Well, you can expect that, too. So I'm pretty excited, too, because we're getting ready for the holidays, too.
Yes, we are. We actually have a life outside of our fix-it-up life that includes fun.
Well, I think everything is a fix-it-up life, too, because what Mark likes to do every year is go into his shop and make presents.
I love doing that.
Yeah.
I love
One year
that.
You made a wagon for Lexi when she was, gosh, like 3 years old.
Yeah, that
remember?
Took a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. But I call
and
it Santa's workshop.
You made me this piece of sculpture for the wall out of the window weights from the house.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And an old piece of framing from the house that we took out when we were remodeling.
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
so that's the heaviest thing I think I ever
it's
made.
It's the heaviest
about
piece of
pounds.
Art. It's absolutely insane. So I'm excited to find out if Mark's going to get a chance to get into his shop to make secret presents for us this year.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's true. You know what I made you once, too, was cutting boards and serving trays out of our countertop sink cutout.
Yes, you made that. I think it was for my birthday.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I love that. It's made out of Richlite. So it's actually the same material as the countertop, so it completely blends in. And I'm a very visual person, so I don't like a lot of clutter out.
Yeah.
And it just totally, like, melts away.
And it was an unintended consequence, too, because one of the things I was able to do was cut some bevels on the cutting board. It wasn't just a cube of rich light. Put some little feet underneath it, and the light hits it just such that you can see it. But anyway, it was fun to make.
Yes, it was actually really fun to use, too. I like using it.
I would like to hear from people to see what they make for the holidays. Obviously not before they have to let the cat out of the bag.
Yes. And we also have to mention our giveaway, too, Mark.
Yes, we do.
We're actually giving this away in December, a rigid 10-inch heavy-duty portable table saw with stand. And you can go to myfixitoplife.com, click on free stuff to enter to win. You have to write down your reason why you want to win. People vote for you, and the person who has the most votes wins. So I think we're going to have to go to break, Mark.
And we are definitely on our way. We'll see you on the other side with more My Fix It Up Life. Fire. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today. And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark, Teresa, and one of our favorite segments of the show, Fix It Up Finds.
Yeah, Fix It Up Finds, where we sleuth, right, honey?
What did you say last time? Or did you say previously at some point we scour the universe?
I like to say sleuth kind of frequently because we sleuth around and we try to bring you what's hot in home improvement every week.
What's hot and happening in products from design to construction.
Totally. And also, you know, a little bit of entertainment as well.
Got to have some entertainment value.
Which I want to bring you something serious was one of my Fix It Up finds, but it was written in sort of an entertaining way.
Oh, I see where you're going. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So our friend Ryan from LeadCheck at LeadCheck.com, he wrote a blog recently about bounce houses. And you might kind of like in your brain think, okay, what does lead have to do with bounce houses, right?
Right. Those things that you blow up at a kid's party that have a fan going. And
yes.
Yeah, right.
Well, people typically call them moon bounces.
Sure,
moon
bounces, exactly.
At least from our generation. But they're called bounce houses
right.
To most people these days.
Yeah.
And, you know, they actually contain mostly...
No, don't even say it.
Lead.
Of course yeah. They do.
Yeah, well, bounce houses are made primarily of vinyl, which is often associated with lead. And the Center for Environmental Health did some tests on a bunch of different bounce houses and found out that not only do they have an unhealthy level of lead, typically, but like 70 times the allowable limit for children's toys. 70
what?
Times.
Kids are licking those things like they're going out of style, falling on their faces, getting jammed, eating lunch in there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you go to a party and kids, you know how they put everything in their mouths. They're jumping around. They're touching all the different surfaces and then they bounce out of there. And then they go and have something to eat, a little snack or whatever, putting things in their mouths and the whole nine yards.
What?
But the... Well, and also the Attorney General of California has filed lawsuits against several of the bounce house manufacturers because of this. So someone's looking out for you.
Right.
But the funny part of it, okay, now let's get to the entertaining part because there is an entertaining part.
Okay, great. That's cool.
Ryan wrote this on his blog. He said that looking back on it, I spent an inordinate amount of time jumping around bounce houses as a child. And maybe now I can blame my complete lack of attention span on something other than genetics. So he said, suddenly my first great aspiration is to grow up and become the fifth Ninja Turtle. Make a little more sense now. So, you know, it's pretty serious. So just be aware that the bounce houses that your child wants to go and use, you want to hand sanitize and wash their hands and stuff before they go and eat and lick and do all the things that they do.
Yeah, and if you're going to be entertained by my fury, I mean, when you're a manufacturer, how does this little detail get by you?
Well, it gets by in a lot of different ways. That's why you want to use those LetCheck swabs.
Yes.
You know, they don't cost very much.
Yeah. They're free. They pay you to have them.
No, they're only a few dollars.
They're like $3
per swab, and you can get them at Lowe's. You can order them online, and it's an instant lead test.
Yes.
And you can find out if your child's toys have lead in them. You can find out if the bounce house you're using has lead on it. I mean, it's more than just for paint.
Right. Exactly. It's for the environment that we all live in because lead's in it.
Well, can I share another thing?
Yeah, go for it, because this one made me happy.
It made you happy? Well, this is going to make you extremely happy.
Okay.
You know the pumpkins that we have left over from Halloween?
Oh, that's great.
You know, and thanks.
I can't wait till I have to carve or gouge or empty out.
No, okay, this is real easy.
Oh, it's easy.
Really super easy.
Okay.
You know, you can use your jack-o'-lantern as a centerpiece for Thanksgiving.
That makes some sense.
You can put a tea light inside of it. You can kind of like chop off more of it to make it more open.
Yep.
Like if you only like carved out the top for the stem so much.
Right.
You can chop it off and you can make it into a cool candle holder for Thanksgiving. Put
that
some leaves around it or, you know, some other fun stuff.
Yeah, because we all know how much I like to make a nice centerpiece for the table.
Yeah, Mark spends a lot of time thinking about centerpieces. So, Mark, what are your fix-it-up finds this week?
Well, thankfully for all the guys in the audience, we're going right to rough construction right here, and there is a new fastener that I found at Lowe's, and I don't know if it's in other places, but it's just in their generic screw, lag bolt, carriage bolt, through bolt section, where you buy bulk screws, screws and bolts. But this is a quarter-inch shank, and there's 5/16 inch shank. Everything from like 1.5 inches or 2 inches up to 8 inch long. They're calling them construction lag screws. And what they look like are the structural screws that many companies are producing for deck ledger boards.
So I have a question.
Yes.
So what do you love about them?
They're making my life easier.
How?
Like, we're building these gates, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We built several gates, and we're butt-joining the 2x4 rails and stiles.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have done pocket screws or something else to hold them together. But with these, I can just screw straight through because the leading edge is pilot-pointed and serrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm going to use these all over the place. So I guess my fix-it-up fine takeaway here, they're ceramic coated, so they're useful outside. If you're going to use them for a deck ledger, which means you won't have to pre-drill your ledger, check with your local code official because they need to be certified.
Okay.
But I can see uses for these long screws all over the place.
Okay.
So that's my takeaway. And the other one, I'm going to get to the other one because I actually get to talk during Fix It Up Finds.
Yes.
Yeah. Is Hyde's new 10-in-1 tool.
10-in-1?
Now, I had a 5-in-1 tool, and it's been a Hyde mostly, in my pouch for as long as I can remember. And ironically, I don't use it much for painting. They're great for opening paint cans and stuff, but I use the blade to gouge stuff, open frozen windows as a lever hanging crown molding. But Hyde's new one is a 10-in-1, and what they do is they secret away some driver bits in the handle. So that means I can take a screwdriver out of my pouch because if I have to remove a switch plate cover, set a drywall screw, you know, just sink it a little bit, I've got a screwdriver in my 5-in-1 tool. So,
well, your 10-in-1 tool.
Now it's a 10-in-1 tool. Check them out at HydeTools.com. In the meantime, we're jumping to a break. And we will see you on the other side of it on My Fix It Up Life.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
And welcome to My Fix It Up Life.
Welcome back.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, welcome back to My Fix It Up Life, unless you're just joining us.
You could be just joining us. That's very true, Mark.
We really can't customize the welcome for every listener.
I think we can. Welcome, Betty. Welcome, Sue. Welcome, John. Welcome, George. Welcome, Frank.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like Santa Claus.
Oh, no.
No?
Making a list, checking it twice. Let's do the entire population of the world.
So, Mark, I have a question for you.
What is it?
Why is a doornail dead anyway?
So everybody's heard the phrase.
Dead as a doornail.
Dead as a doornail. Mm-hmm. You see roadkill or you see whatever. Dead as a doornail.
Yes, exactly.
Well, yeah. Why is a doornail dead?
Yeah, you actually were sharing this story recently with people at a party or an event we were at, and then you wrote a blog about it too.
I did. Mm-hmm. I forget where I blogged about that. Maybe Old House Web.
Maybe, but yeah. So why is a doornail dead?
Well, this is actually a fascinating story to me. I love this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A doornail is dead, the story goes, for one of two reasons. Way back, like Shakespeare back. So what's that? 1500s, 1600s.
Yes.
When they built a door, and even later than that, because we've seen dead doornails at Valley Forge.
Yes.
So Revolutionary War. They would nail doors together. They'd be a bunch of planks, vertical planks, and then a couple, you know, a top and bottom style across, so horizontal. Then they would drive the nail through, and on the other side, it would punch through, and they'd bend it over.
So the nail would go farther through than the thickness of the wood.
Yeah, if the door were 2 inches thick, the nail would be 3 inches long.
Yes.
So they'd drive it all the way through, and then they'd bend it over.
So you don't impale people when you open the door?
No, it's so the door stays together. Mm-hmm. Back in those days, life was worthless.
Yeah.
Seriously.
They don't mind if they impale their family. Hi, honey, I'm home.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're dead. So what's the other reason,
So that's
Mark?
Called clench nailing.
Uh-huh.
And that's been done since then. But the problem is, if the house burned down,
yes,
also common back in those days, they could recycle all kinds of stuff out of there, but not the nails because they were bent over.
Yes.
Okay, so that's one reason why it's dead. Another reason why it's dead is because of language usage in those days. They would drive it through, bend it over, and that held it fast or held the door dead so it didn't go anywhere.
Ah. So, I didn't remember this from you telling me recently about dead as a door now.
I had to make sure that I had heard this story right, so I did some Wikipedia research.
Oh, Wikipedia.
And guess who may well have coined the phrase?
Who?
Shakespeare.
No way.
Yeah, first one. That guy's king of the neologism.
Okay.
New word.
Well, we have actually something new to talk about. We have a question from Lane, who actually, I think he emailed this question in, and you and he were going back and forth about it, and he posted some pictures about his project on our Facebook page, too, My Fix It Up Life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Can I read the question?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead. I'm getting ready to insulate and poly the kitchen, but the inspector said instead of stapling the poly up, creating holes, that some kind of adhesive was better. Any thoughts or knowledge of this? Is it better and worth it? And he said his local home improvement center didn't know about this product. And I think this is an important thing to share because it's an important, it's a product that's fundamental to every project that you do in your house, too, is insulating.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, what he's talking about is he's got stud walls that need to have bat insulation put in them.
Yes.
And then where he lives is a cold climate. So this is important, an important distinction. Not everybody either has to or should do what he's doing.
Yes.
This is cold climate stuff. He's like in Minnesota or something. And as it turns out, Holmes does this too. So you put the insulation in, you put the vapor barrier of the insulation towards the interior side of the studs. Then in addition to that, he has to fasten a sheet of poly, so he's talking about 6 mil sheet plastic,
mm-hmm,
over that,
mm-hmm,
so that there is a vapor barrier behind the drywall but over the studs. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So he was going to staple it up, which makes, you know, good intuition, good sense. But what does that do? It fills it with a million holes.
Mm-hmm.
So his inspector suggested that he glue it. Well, he's like, well, how am I going to glue this piece of plastic up that's as big as a room,
mm-hmm,
and have it stay there while the glue's wet? So my suggestion to him was to check out a product called Wind Strips.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is basically it's a roll of plastic tape, and it's used in roofing. And it's used to hold the tar paper down before you get shingles on. And literally this stuff has survived through super high winds. And what will happen is when he can then staple. If he wants to add glue on the face of the studs and the plates, he can do that too. But when he drives a staple in, the tape is going to seal the holes. And it's going to act as a batten. Then when he goes ahead and puts the drywall over it, the screws will be able to penetrate it as well.
Okay.
So basically it's creating a batten.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense, Mark.
And I think it's windstrips.com, and I can see like those lag screws we were talking about before. I can see lots of oddball uses for this stuff.
Lots of oddball uses.
Oddball uses, and this being one of them.
Well, that's a lot of the things that we do on our projects too, and we try to, you know, not try to innovate while we're working.
Oh, absolutely.
Totally.
Yeah, you know, try to think about the most efficient, highest quality way to do things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm pretty excited too because you're going to be at the Craftsman Experience. Well, we're both at the Craftsman Experience.
We're both at it.
Mm-hmm.
My Fix It Up Life is appearing in Chicago.
Yes, and you can watch online tonight at
6:30 Central.
Mm-hmm. And you go to the Craftsman's Facebook page and click on the Experience tab. And his live streaming video, I think it's, you know, every weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday evenings, they have all kinds of different projects that are going on, and they have videos of projects that have gone on too.
Right.
And they're not just carpentry projects or fix-it-up house projects. There's also automotive projects that they've got.
Yeah, fixing a motorcycle was one of them.
Mm-hmm. From all different kinds of celebrities, from all different kinds of...
All different walks of tool life, I guess you
could say. All different walks of tool life. I like that, Mark. That's very cool. And, yeah. the ones that Mark is going to be doing...
We're going to be doing a job site-ready workstation.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap, easy, and totally bulletproof.
Yes.
We're going to be framing a stud wall.
Mm-hmm.
So the pieces and parts that are in a stud wall.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing a deck.
Yes.
And we're going to be showing trim tricks. So everything from base to crown.
So your favorite projects. Those are absolutely your favorite projects.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I love building decks. It's just an awesome mix of site work, rough carpentry, and trim.
Yeah.
You have to be a good trimmer to do a deck.
And speaking of tool setups, too, you have a recent blog that you talked about table saws. And does size really matter for the table saws and the size of wood that you use to cut on the table saw?
Oh, yeah. This is one of my things mm-hmm. that because I've been caught short doing this. About 10 years ago, job site table saws went from these small little... 24 inches by 24 inch tools, and you could rip boards on them and whatever. And then they started making them with these adjustable sliding tables, and they made them bigger and bigger, which is good for a lot of reasons.
And they're adjustable the width ways, not the length ways.
Correct.
And that's when you get into trouble.
Because the suggestion is that you can rip sheet goods, like plywood. Or MDF.
I guess if the sheet goods if it was small in one direction. Like if you had, like somebody had already cut it down on a larger saw.
Or with a circular saw.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, what people do, and I've seen it on job sites, and I've done it myself. Oh, this thing opens to 24 inches. I'll rip this sheet of plywood in half.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you need more in-feed and out-feed support than that's worth mm-hmm. because... While the saw opens up wide enough to cut 24 inches, you still have a whole sheet of plywood. And as soon as you get to the end of the cut, 2 feet of plywood falls off.
Now, and one thing that a lot of people do is have another guy on the other side of the saw holding it, pulling it.
Which is fine.
Or, you know,
To a
degree.
If you're doing rough carpentry. But if you're cutting a shelf blank out of MDF
mm-hmm.
And you need it to be nice... It's not going to be.
Yeah, why isn't there a longer outfeed? Like, why isn't there an adjustable outfeed in the other direction?
Because they haven't designed one.
Now, we're calling a call to all the tool manufacturers to go ahead and do that for us.
Well, what they're trying to avoid is tipping the saw over. Because if you put too much weight out in front, the saw is going to go, and it's going to still be running.
Well, I think the engineers can figure out a way of internally combating that somehow.
I think they can externally combat it with a leg that kicks down to the ground. But that's just me.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah. There's lots of solutions. But bottom line, table saw is meant to rip planks.
All right. Well, we have to take a break, and we will be bringing you our interview with Mike Holmes coming up next after this commercial from My Fix It Up Life. Written out square.
What a perfect night to dine with the stars. Hit the lawn on the park, looking sharp, walking with your blue dress on. The doors was smashed, you said that she was the bomb.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes. for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-303-8248 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-303-8248. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-303-8248. That's 800-303-8248. Again, 800-303-8248.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
I've been wasting time. And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we have a very, very special guest on the line. I don't want to spend much time chit-chatting back and forth.
I know. You'd much rather talk to our guest than you would talk to me.
That's not true. Yeah. I married you, honey.
I know.
Love you.
But you talk to me every day.
But he is probably the busiest man in home improvement. So
by far, it's Mike Holmes from Holmes on Homes. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good. Mark, Teresa, how are you?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. We are so excited that you are going to be coming to the United States to do a tour.
I think it's, you know what, I love the idea just to go around and hopefully promote the magazine that I think everyone needs to read.
Well, we got a chance to talk to the publisher of the magazine last year at the International Builder Show in Las Vegas, and he talked us into, it was so good that we subscribed to the magazine immediately.
Yeah, we subscribed to the Canadian edition before it got here to the U.S.,
and what do you think?
We love it.
Oh, it's good stuff.
We absolutely love it. Completely recommend it to all of our friends, too.
The cover model leaves a little to be desired.
Oh, Mark.
Just throwing that
really?
Out there.
Seriously?
We're going to have to work on that one, I'm telling you.
Well, Mark and I caught you on a program, The All-American Handyman, recently with Scott McGilvery.
That was a lot of fun, I have to tell you.
Oh, my goodness. We were in stitches.
It looked fun because, seriously, we were rolling. Somebody had to make a radius cut of some sort, and you were furious at them. He said, why find a cup? Find something round. I was dying because, of course, I've done that.
Yeah, it was a competition where they had to make something out of a piece of plywood, and you guys were just absolutely hilarious. We loved that.
Well, you know, it's funny when you bring a bunch of handyman in and just see what talent they do have. And, you know, my goal is to give them a ton of things that they really shouldn't be using and a couple things things that they should be using, and to watch and say, okay, definitely you are not a handyman, or yes, you know what, you've got potential. It's kind of a fun thing. I think it's a great idea, personally.
That is so good.
And you brought the winner of that show onto your show, is that right?
Yes, I did.
Oh, how good. I didn't even know
that,
Mark.
That was the Debt Collapse show.
It was.
It was. He was on for like a minute or 5 minutes or something.
We watched a recent, I don't know how recent it was, but a Debt Collapse show of you. And we were, it was just so, it was awful. It was absolutely awful. The woman and her friends that fell when they were on their deck.
That was a story that I wasn't too pleased about. I traveled across the country to do that one. And because it was such a great story that, you know, that somebody came and built the second story deck and there was four women on the deck and it went down and actually it dropped about 18 feet. And I'm surprised, honestly, that no one got killed. But the way everyone was treated after that one, it was appalling, to be honest.
Yeah, it was awful. And one of the women, she wouldn't even go back to her friend's house. Is that right?
That is correct. There's two of them that are quite, they're going to be problems forever for the rest of their life, unfortunately. But more than anything, I think it just terrified them, and they don't want to go on a deck again. So obviously I made a huge superstructure that they would feel comfortable with, but one definitely would not come back.
Wow. Teresa and I obviously caught different parts of that show, for which you can thank our two-year-old son, who I think we were chasing around the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we found... Well, I watched part of it while you were actually doing the deck framing for the second floor, and I found that you and I frame decks slightly differently, and it was cool to watch the way you do it, especially on a tall deck where you can drop the post right on top of your footings.
I think, if anything, we can all learn from each other. I take it you like to tinker, or you have actually done this professionally.
For decks?
Yeah.
Oh, I built a million decks.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The way I do it is I build the whole frame in the air on temporary posts. I strong back some 2x, and then I run a beam underneath it, and these were beam decks as well. And then I plumb down from the beam, and that's how I locate where my footings go.
I guess there's many ways you can do it. The truth is, as long as you do it right, there is no wrong way.
Oh, without a doubt. Your posts were solid. They had knee braces on them. It was great. And I liked that it was all wood.
Well, it was all cedar. I love the smell of cedar. But I believe in doing it so that it's even better than minimum code. I'm not a big fan of minimum code.
Yeah, I've never heard you say that before.
Maybe a couple of times. You know, I think people got to get it into their heads that minimum code, truth is, it's just a bare minimum. And if we were to drive our cars and it's just a, you know, minimum tires, minimum engine, minimum framing, it's just a very weak thing. Why don't we try to make a medium code or a maximum code or just the perfect code?
I know. It's troubling when you go out on a minimum code built deck, for example, and the 2x8 joists are spanned to their max and they bounce. I mean, a deck is an expensive thing.
Well, it's not silly, because, you know, it's funny because a lot of people, that's where they want to go. And what if you had a whole bunch of people over and everyone jumped out on the deck? If it's just not strong enough, that's a little scary.
It is so scary. It really is. Because, you know, a deck is a place where you want to have a good time, just like those women, you know, who were enjoying her deck. And it's just so awful because, you know, when you're having a party, when you're having your family over, you're having a cookout or something like that, and... You know, so many decks in our country are just so not built to code, to the current codes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not too many people are going to expect that deck to fall, just fall apart or, you know, even come off the house. And that would be one. I wouldn't want to be on a deck that went down 18 feet.
Oh, my God. No. I can't even imagine.
And I want to talk with you about decks for, like, the next 5 hours. I have a bunch of questions, but I don't want to make this the Mike Holmes deck show.
Well, I do want to mention, too, that I read recently that you received an honorary code leader from the International Code Council Foundation, and I just love that. I absolutely love reading that.
That was a huge honor. You've been checking up on me.
I have been.
That was a huge honor to see that, you know, both the states and Canada got together and started to make something that really, I guess, makes sense. And I got that honor, and, you know, I'm going to stand by it because I always say you need to get a permit. I think too many people think that, oh, it's going to cost me more money, the government's going to tax me more. The truth is you have to think of it as a couple things. One, it's going to be at least built and checked by the government to be approved. Two, you now are creating a documented package for when you resell your house, you can say, hey, we got our permits. It was all passed, and we're very pleased with it. And that's just another satisfaction for anyone that wants to purchase the house.
Mm. It's true, and it's also a layer of protection because my electrician says this often, our electrician, anybody can make a mistake. We all work late at night. And it's great to have a second set of eyeballs on there, even if you know the code up, down, and sideways.
I totally agree, and that's the part about that we are human, but and that's why, you know, I trademark Make It Right, because if you make it wrong, stand up and make it right.
I love it. I love it. Now, some people would argue that you're not human, that you're actually superhuman with all the different things you've got going on, from new homes to the show to the magazine. So I guess my question is, what's it like not needing to sleep?
You know, it's funny. I actually, every night that I do sleep, it's all about work. So I wake up in the morning, know exactly how to solve a problem, what I'm going to do. I think my life is just what I do. If you love it, you're going to give into it, and that's exactly it. You know, homes, communities, homes approved. I'm working with the First Nations, Yukon Territory. There is so much. Mighty Mike cartoon, I'm really proud of. It's me as a kid, and that's going to be coming out soon.
Where can we find that?
You'll just have to keep looking at the website, makeitright.ca. I'll let you know.
Well, I do look at the website, and I've seen that you have, you know, everything that you mentioned, from Windwalk to your Extreme Green Homes and your Homes Approved Builders and the Homes Approved Home Inspectors, too. And how do you become an approved home inspector by you?
Not easy. We set a pretty high criteria. It's you have to have done 1,000 home inspections. And what I'm trying to do is create an elite army of what people need for when you're getting the right advice. Not only that, you have to have a background in the industry. There's no doubt about it. You must prove it. And then even from there, you become retrained. I have a whole training, a bunch of guys. You become retrained, and then you have to get a level one for the IR camera, which is the infrared.
Oh, right, wow. Which is training on the actual camera itself, right?
Absolutely. You have to get a level one even before I will let you out the door. And then you're actually chaperoned for a month or two until we're 100% satisfied that you are the right person.
Oh, I like that, too.
Man, this is good stuff. There's so much of, especially here in the States, of here's a hammer, get busy.
And I think it's everywhere. It's that way. And it's just, we're just... You know, I don't want to say everybody's bad. The problem is if they don't know enough and they don't care enough, that's a huge issue for you, the homeowner.
That's so true.
It is true. And you know what? It's also, we've told a couple people that we were talking with you, and their eyes lit up. And there's graciousness about you where you do it right, and you throw the people under the bus that should be all the way under the bus, the heavy wheels. But you don't, you know, if someone innocently doesn't know but care, you give them room to be like, okay, I made a mistake, but now I'll fix it.
I think that's the way it has to be, like we said earlier, that everyone can make mistakes. Unfortunately, this is a business where a lot of people do make mistakes, and I truly believe it's just the education system. You know, we're teaching minimum code, we're teaching how, but we're not teaching why. We're not teaching theories, and that's the most important thing. No house is the same from old to new. The technology from old technology, which I prefer over new technology, and when I say new, I mean right now, what we need to be doing is combining very old technology with brand new technology, and that is something that is not taught yet in school. And you know, I'm going to keep pushing it because I think it's an absolute necessity.
We love it, Mike. I'm so sorry we have to go.
Thank you so much. Keep smiling.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
We will see you next on My Fix It Up Life.
Attention, business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-303-8248 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-303-8248. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-303-8248. That's 800-303-8248. Again, 800-303-8248.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info at myfixitup.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info at myfixitup.life.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley Davidson maintenance and performance. Know thy hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com. And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa, and our pile of unfinished projects as we finish our show.
We embarrassingly do have a lot of unfinished projects at our house. You would think that since, you know, we are, I don't know, hosting a home improvement radio show that we would be some kind of, like, I don't know,
like everything
poster child for, like, being able to finish projects. But the truth of the matter is, it's like the cobbler, right?
Well,
in a way, because we are so busy running around trying to do different projects for magazine articles and for other work.
There's lots of other artificial deadlines that are overlay our projects.
Yes, it's not just that we're, you know, this weekend we're doing a fence and then we don't finish it and next weekend we're like, well, that was boring. Let's try a different project.
Yeah, let's rip the bathroom out.
Exactly. No, we have a lot of other kinds of deadlines that go on. So we're juggling unfinished projects all the time. And that's one of the things that you have to keep in mind. It can cause you, like, home improvement craziness.
It can. It's maddening to go outside or look at inside your house. It's just not done.
It's just not done. And then you walk outside, you have an unfinished project. You walk inside, there's an unfinished project.
Yeah.
And you're just constantly trying to juggle. So one of the things that – one of the pieces of advice we actually got from Tom Silva from This Old House
– yes.
– is that always start small.
And finish it all the way done.
All the way.
Before you start the next thing.
Exactly. Don't have, like, well, I just need to paint, or, well, I just need... No, finish it the whole way done. And then when you start the next project, and if that project's driving you crazy, if you're frustrated, if you're unsure of what you're doing, then you can go back and look at that finished project, and it makes you feel good, and you're like, yes, I can do this.
I can take it all the way through.
Definitely. Yeah.
And it becomes a matter of organization. It becomes a matter of willpower sometimes, because, frankly, it gets boring sometimes to,
well,
like, paint or whatever.
The thing, too, is that I was just – this just reminds me of when we visited one of our friends in Massachusetts several years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And he had, like, tore out his bathroom.
He caught the demolition bug.
He did. So he started just trying to fix one little thing in the bathroom. And then all of a sudden, like, he'd ripped out tile. He'd ripped out part of a wall. Like, it was just insane. And then he admittedly said to us, like, I don't know how to put it back together.
And, you know, I don't want to throw him under the bus, because I've heard the same story from a different guy who bought a house and, no joke, gutted the first floor. Then realized, wow, the dumpster's full. My house is empty. I've got children. And I can't – there's no possible way I can put this back together.
Did he know how to put it back together?
he had access to tools. Let me leave it that way.
Oh, dear.
So
always start small. Like,
totally seamless.
Absolutely, absolutely start small because it can get ahead of you in a fast hurry, especially because it is satisfying. Like, you can, like, wow, I did a lot today. I filled an entire dumpster. And you're like, oh, wait a second. Now I have to figure out how to build everything back the way I want it. And then the other thing that happens, too, that happens to a lot of home improvement folks is you start fighting with your spouse.
Oh, yeah, you said this, and it was going to cost that, and why don't you walk the dog because, and...
And then you're like, I can't walk the dog because I have to put walls in. Yeah. I can't walk the dog because we don't have a toilet. I have to put the toilet in. So it becomes a really big, big, big thing. So always have a backup plan because it's always going to take longer than you thought. Yeah. And, you know, I want to hear some stories. You know, I want to hear from you guys out there. You know, what your experiences are with this. Have you learned from your own fix-it-up projects? And, you know, is there something that you've figured out a way of dealing with your spouse or loved one?
Or a project solution.
Exactly. You know, send us an email at info@myfixitiplife.com or post a message on our Facebook.
Yeah. Share your triumphs and your tragedies.
Oh, no, because we can all learn from each other. That's what this whole thing is about, is a community of people who do fix-it-up projects.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just want to hear from you.
And we didn't get here by accident. One of the reasons we're talking about this is because we live it.
We do.
We live it, and we're lucky enough to be professionals. So when we take on a project, we've got the tools, we've got the experience. And it's still happening to us.
It still happens to us. As our 9-year-old used to say when we were remodeling the bedrooms one by one, she would say, you know, why is my room Home Depot?
Yeah. We would store stuff in her room because it was done first or whatever.
Yeah.
And we'd have an army of tools in there. And so there you go.
Yeah, exactly. It was just really funny that she'd always say, why is my room Home Depot? And then one day she walked into her room and she opened up the closet and she realized that it was then the bathroom. We were moving rooms around, and she was like, why is there a toilet in my closet? I think she was 4 at the time.
Yeah.
It was really startling to her.
It's startling to me.
Well, anyway, so, you know, also, you know, you want to go and check out Mike Holmes. He's touring the United States, and I don't think this happens too often that we can get him from Canada.
Nor is it going to happen again anytime soon.
Yeah, and so today he is in Charlotte, and he is going to Richmond. He'll be in New York City, and then he'll be in Pittsburgh and Chicago, too.
All fix-it-up towns.
And he's promoting the U.S. version of his Holmes magazine. The magazine To Make It Right is what they call it.
Yeah, and it's loaded with advice from him, letters from him, products, stories about other home improvements, story about what he's doing, tool reviews, the whole thing.
And that magazine is available at the appearances that he's doing, and it's actually on newsstands now in the U.S., and it's everywhere. I was checking out the list of places you can buy the magazine, and they're grocery stores, at all the bookstores that you can imagine, like hundreds of different places that you can actually get this magazine. And you can't miss it, too, because each issue of the magazine has a big picture of him on the front. So if you know who Mike Holmes is, you'll be able to pick it out in the newsstand.
Yeah, and if you don't know who Mike Holmes is, call us, because you're the one person left in the world who doesn't.
Well, you know, in the United States, he's not as popular as Canada. In Canada, he's like one of the – he's like the Canadian god or something like that.
He goes to their country music awards. He's got a cartoon coming.
He does. That's what he was just talking about in his interview with us, I think.
Yeah, he mentioned it at the end that he's done taping.
I don't know.
Actually, we don't have any detail on that, but I've heard about it.
He said to check out his website for more information about that when that's coming out, too. And, you know, he's involved with all kinds of different things with kids. And, you know, he told us once, too, that he has a wall of fame of all the kids that have sent pictures of them wearing overalls and kind of aspiring to be like Mike Holmes and make it right. And I just think that is just... it's just so good and so wonderful to know that kids are aspiring to be good and to do what's right, to do not what's easy, to do what's right.
Exactly. Aspiring to authenticity, aspiring to honor, which really is what it boils down to.
Exactly.
And I've heard him say this. I do what I say I'm going to do. And then the world needs more of that.
And then you can trust. Like, yes. And then you know that you don't have to be worried and stressed. And is he doing the right thing? Is this person, like, trust. So yes. I'm pretty excited. And I'm also excited, too, about the guests that are coming up on our show in the coming weeks. We're going to have Sarah Suzenka,
who is also, like, hugely, hugely popular with her not-so-big books.
The Not-So-Big House, and she has a whole series of not-so-big books.
Ironically, the series is pretty big.
It is a big series of not-so-big books. And we're going to be talking to her about that and her whole way of thinking about homes and, you know, that you can live small.
Yes, but still have high quality.
Exactly. And we're going to be talking to Tanya Nayak, and we're going to be talking of using her design-to-sell skills to do quick holiday makeovers to get ready for your holiday guests.
Hey, you got to fix the house up, even if it's under construction. Elements of it you can make very, very nice.
Well, and one of your favorite things, we're going to take a bathroom break.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing, me and Archie Bunker.
With Matt Munster from Bath Crashers.
Psyched to talk to this guy. He's a young host. He's come a long way.
He's a charming, handsome, young, talented man.
I want to know if he draws those drawings.
Oh, that they show on the show?
Yeah, I'm sure he does, but I want to find out.
Well, we'll find out. So don't forget to email us at info@myfixituplife.com. While you want prizes that are up for grabs on our free stuff page at myfixituplife.com.
Yeah, we have a great one.
We do have a great one coming up. And, you know, post messages on our Facebook page. We want to hear from you. Ask us your questions. And follow us on Twitter. And you know what I think everyone should do?
What should everyone do, Teresa? I bet you have a terrific idea right now.
I think they should check in with My Fix It Up Life next week.
And we will see you then. Thanks for joining us on My Fix It Up Life.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.